out. Maybe I'll help you out. We'll help each other out. And works out okay. Okay, we're on the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph at Aleph. And we're going to go nice and slow. Okay, the Mishnah tells us, HaGadol Sheba Al HaKtana V'Katon Sheba Al HaGdola U'Mukar Eitz Ksuvasam Asayim Di Rav Meir. So in all these cases, Rav Meir says that you get a ksuva of 200. Gadol Ba Al HaKtana. Rashi says that's not called a Maisabia on the Katana side because she's less than 3 years old. Katna Ba Al HaGdola is also not a Maisabia if we're talking about a Katna who is Pachos Mi Ben Tes. And Mukar Eitz is not a Maisabia, and therefore Ksuvasa Masayim. That is the position of Rav Meir. V'chacham Omri Mukar Eitz Ksuvasa Mone. Fine. Okay, just help me out. What's the machlokas between Rav Meir and Chachamim just on the Mishnah? I know, but what are they arguing about? So they're arguing the case of Mukar Eitz, whether you get a ksuva of 200 or a ksuva of 100. Okay, and then we turn the page, and the Gemara now develops. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Katan, Habual Agdola, Asa'a Mukar Eitz. So Rav says, what's the din of Katan Habual Agdola? Katan Habual Agdola. Again, what kind of katan are we talking about? Pachos mi ben tes. So Rav says that is the same as Mukar Eitz, and therefore subject to the machlokas between Rav Meir and Chacham. Katan Habual Agdola is also a din of Mukar Eitz. Good? Rashi, Asa Mukar Eitz, Nihi De'ein Biyaso Biya. Even though the katan, can he generate a maisabia? No. But do we have a precedent of a non maisabia that will impact the ksuva? Yeah. Yes, what's that precedent? Mukar Eitz. So it's over here that lo gara me eitz hanitka ulrabanan depliya mukar eitz ksvasamat mona. And then Rashi adds something interesting. V'chein le'inyan kohen gadol. What is the halacha of a kohen gadol? A kohen gadol has to marry a Besula, he's aser bebeula. He's not allowed to marry beula. So also lo yisa es mukar eitz hanami asirule. So according to Rachachamim, who say mukar eitz will generate a lesser ksuva, and katan habual agdola is kemukar eitz. If mukar eitz is aser be kohen gadol, so too a katan habual agdola will be aser to a kohen gadol. So far, so good. Okay, that's Rav's position. Rav says Katan Habual Agdola is the same as Mukar Eitz. Comes along Shmuel, and Shmuel has a very puzzling remark. Shmuel says, Kamrisa kamei de Shmuel. Shmuel says, Amar ein Mukar Eitz bebasar. Ein Mukar Eitz bebasar, and therefore what? And therefore, in the case of Katan Habual Agdola, it's not Mukar Eitz, and the ksuva is going to be 200, even according to Chacham. In other words, the machlokes over here between Rav and Shmuel on the case of Katan Habual Agdola is within Chacham Shita. Rav says it's Kemukar Eitz, and therefore Chacham's going to say 100. And Shmuel says, no, Ein Mukar Eitz Bebasar, and therefore it's not like Mukar Eitz, and Chacham are going to say a ksuva of 200. So far, so good? Okay. What?
Wouldn't
it not Mukar Eitz just be like Bula? Basula. It's not Mukar Eitz. If it's Mukar Eitz, then the Ksuba is 100. If it's not Mukar Eitz, the Ksuba is 200.
It doesn't count as anything?
That's correct. Ain Mukar Eitz Mabasa. So what is it? It's enough. And therefore Ksuba is?
Called Bia.
What?
Why is it not called
Bia? Because not Bia. How old is he?
Under nine.
So it's not a Maisa Bia. Yeah.
Isn't the fact that Rav Meir mentioned all three of his opinions and Chachamim only mentioned one of their opinions mean that they're agree that on the opinion?
The Mishnah is vague. The Mishnah is what we call, there's a, in English, the fancy grammatical way, I think, is a dangling participle. What do I mean? There is, the Mishnah has three dinim. What are the three dinim? Al-Agdola and Mukar Eitz. Then it says, Rav Meir says, 200, and Chacham say 100. When Chacham say 100, what is that going on? Is it only going on Mukar Eitz? And the other two cases, he agrees, he gets a ksuba of 200. Or is it going also on Kedina Katabala Gedola? That's unclear, and that's Machok. See, Rav and Shmuel.
It says Mukar Eitz ksuba samana.
I understand. That I know there's Machokas. In the third, in Mukat 8, I know there's Machokas. I don't know that there's Machokas in the other cases. That is Machokas, Rav and Shmuel.
Where in the Mishnah would indicate that there would be. Because didn't Rabbi Meir give us? I mean, there's Machokas 8,
so I understand. But again, Rabbi Meir, how many dinim did Rabbi Meir give us?
Three.
How many dinim did Chacham give us?
One.
So the question is open. It's an open question. What's the Chacham's position on the other two dinim of Rabbi Meir? Yeah!
Gadol
Shabbal Tana. Yeah, but apparently because the Basulim are regenerating, and that's for sure going to be Ksuvasa Masai. Yeah, yeah. Okay, it's going to get a little more complicated right now. Okay? So stay with me. Because I need to stay with me too. Okay, so Tosa says over here, Ushmuel Amar, Ein Mukar Eitz Bebasar. And what is the case that Shmuel is talking about? Below Hishir Besulin Iri, the Ibi Hishir, Lama Yesh Lalios Pechusim Mukar Eitz. So what is the Chiddush? What is Tosa saying over here? Is that this Machloks in Rav and Shmuel is in a specific case of Lo Hishir Besulel. Tos is talking about a case where Katan Haba ala Gdola, and what happened? Nothing happened. So which Shita is now under stress according to Tosis? Now stop and think before you blurt out stupidities. Okay? Now, I'm asking a simple question. Tosis learns we're talking about a case of lo hishir bisulel. Her bisulim are intact. If her bisulim are intact, which shita makes sense?
Shmuel.
Shmuel is going to tell you, bisulim are intact, and therefore what should the ksuba be? 200. Which shita is under stress? Rav shita now is under stress because we're talking about a woman who has bisulim. And even though she has Besulim, nevertheless, what? The Ksuva is 100. Now, a point. What happens in the case of Mukar Eitz? What's the Metzius of Mukar Eitz? The Besulim break. So Rav is telling you a big Chiddush over here according to Tosis. What's the Chiddush of Rav according to Tosis? That even though the Besulim are intact, it still has a din of Mukar Eitz, even though there's a fundamental difference between Mukar Eitz and Katan Abala Gedol. Mukar Eitz is no Besulim Fashteitzach. I understand. Chacham would say that a ksuva is 100. But according to Rav, who says that Aliba de Tosis, that the Besulim are intact, Katan Abala Gedola, what is the Svara of Rav to say that she loses the ksuva? What would you say? What's the answer going to be? So the answer is lechora is going to be a batal chino idea. Is that the bottom line is katan habala gedola? Did she experience an act of that would perhaps reduce her chain to her husband? Yes, she experiences an act of. Even though he's pachos mi bas mi ben tes, and even though she has a besum intact, but the bottom line is she had an act of intimacy with another man, and says Rav, that is mevatel chein, and therefore the ksuva is 100. That I think is how Tosis is learning. David Wogan, are we good? Yes, sir. Okay, very good. That's the sheet of Tosis. Now comes along the Tosis Rid, and the Tosis Rid says some very fascinating comments. That I think here I'm going to need a lot of help because I really have no idea what's flying. So says the Taisa's writ. Itmar, katan sheba ala gdola rav amar asa'a mukar eitz. Perish. to kevan shahotzi besuleha af algav she'ein biaso bia logora me'etz hanitzka uksuvasa mana l'rabbanan. So what are we talking about? Says the Tosfos Reid. The psulim did break, and if the psulim did break, then does Rav make a lot of sense?
Yeah,
yeah. Rav makes perfect sense that if you hold, it's no different than what? Why is it no different than mukareitz? Because is mukareitz a ma'isabia?
No.
But does it break psulim?
Yes.
Is katabal abdola ma'isabia? No. It's not a ma'isabia, but did it break psulim? Yes. So it's the same exact thing as mukareitz. Does Rav make a lot of sense? Yeah, but who's going to be under a lot of stress now? Shmuel is going to be under a tremendous amount of stress. Why is Shmuel under stress? Because Shmuel is going to tell you, are the besulim broken? Yes, the besulim are broken. Mukareitz, what's the halacha broken besulim? 100. Katan abal adola is 200. Why? Because aim mukareitz. Bebasar. Like, what in the world does that mean? And D.R. Wogan is very bothered. Because D.R. Wogan comes from Memphis. And in Memphis, they look at things on a very concrete, simple, common sense level. And on a common sense level, which woman is perhaps less appealing to the husband? The Mukareitz lady or the lady that is Katan Habal Adola? Both cases have what? He share bisuleha. So that's not a criteria. Which one has less chen? The kata balagdola. So comes along Wogan and says, I am thoroughly flummoxed by the din of Shmuel. What in the world is Shmuel talking about? Ein mukareitz babasar? What are you talking about? There's no basulim. Plus, there's some act of intimacy. How in the world can Shmuel tell you that she gets a ksuva of 200? What is going on? And that's what he says, something amazing. Ushmuel Amar, Ein Mukan Eitz Bebasar. Listen to the next three words. Perish Bebasar Adam. Interesting. What is he adding? What is... So I would suggest, I don't know this for sure, but I'm putting this out there. What would be the din, according to the Tosfos Reid, if the woman had a bia with a behemoth and she lost her basul? That would be mukareitz. That would be mukareitz. Is that basar? It's basar, but says the Tosfos Reid, ein mukareitz, he adds, bebasar adam. But bias behema lichora, if my diak is correct, I'm not 100% sure it's correct, but I'm going with it, is bias behema would be mukareitz. Now, one second, let's finish up. The e ba'ula lohavya. Mukar eitz nami lohavya. Vahare he, meaning, if she's not called a ba'ula, she's like just like mukar eitz. Vahare he ki ilu miacha he be'etzba. If she went ahead and cleared away her besulim, be'etzba, what's the din? What's her status? Is she a physical besula? No. What's her ksuva? Her ksuva is 200. So in a case of miyacha be'etzba, shamam echas besula be'etzba, lo hefsida masayim, didafka drusas ish, umukar eitz, l'rabbanan hefsida masayim, aval b'miuch, lo hefsida masayim, kevin she'ein kavanasa ela, sholitztar tachas baila. Why would a woman do miyacha be'etzba? Is miyacha be'etzba halachically an act of an act that is considered to be something that diminishes chen because it's some kind of activity outside of the context of marriage. What's the Tosfot saying? What's the Tosfot saying? Is this outside of the context of marriage or is it in furtherance of the marriage? What's the agenda? What's her agenda, Miachah Be'etzba? She doesn't want the tsar from the Bi'er Rishona. So the Miachah Be'etzba is doing what? Is not an act that's contrary to the Maisa Ishus. It is actually in furtherance of the Maisa Ishus. And therefore, will it impact her ksuva even though she still has no besulim? Answer? Answer no. Ella she does it. Shalit star tachas baila. Uva mukar eitz. However, pligi barabanan mishum dahave shalol ledaita umisne b'hach. When it comes to miyachah ba'etzba, is that intentional?
Yeah.
It's intentional. And what's the agenda? Furtherance of the issues. So that's fine. She doesn't lose her ksuba. What about Mukareitz? Mukareitz is a Maisa Ba'ines, and therefore that's the machlokas between Chachamim and Rav Meir. What's the problem over here? What's the major problem over here? So what about Katan HaBal HaGdola? Katan HaBal HaGdola, what is the Tosfot going to tell you? He's telling you what? What? What's the ksuva for Katan HaBal HaGdola according to Shmuel? According to Shmuel, who says Ein Mukareitz Bebasa. So what's the ksuva? 200. And why is it 200? Because it's no different than Miachah Be'etzba. It's a pella. Tosfos Rid is an absolute pella.
Why is
that so? D.R. Wogan is going out of his kalim. He doesn't understand his din. Do you understand Miachah Be'etzba?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you understand Mukar Eitz?
I would get help.
Do you understand Mukar Eitz? Machleike? You understand that? Do you understand Katan HaBal HaGdola, according to Shmuel? Which is it more like, if I'm asking you, is Katan HaBal HaGdola, again, look at the, we have three dinim that are presented in the Tosfos Rid. Din number one is Katan HaBal HaGdola, what's the halacha according to Shmuel? 200. Miachah Be'etzba, what's the din? 200. Mukareitz, what's the din? 100, according to Chacham. Where would you put Katan HaBal HaGdola? Closer to Mukareitz or closer to Miachah Be'etzba? I would put it closer to Mukareitz.
I'd say it's worse than
Mukareitz. It's worse than Mukareitz. It's not. There is something that says the Rid. There is something worse about Mukar Eitz than Miachah Be'etzba. What's worse about Mukar Eitz than Miachah Be'etzba? Is what? Right. In other words, Mukar Eitz, it's accidental, but it's something that damaged her. It damaged her. No. Why did it damage? Because it's in furtherance of the Bia. It's in furtherance of the Bia Rishona. So that's called in context. Mukareitz is out of context. Out of context is a Machlekes Rabbanon and what? And Rav Meir. But the Pele is Shmuel within the Tosfos Rid. So how does Katan HaBal HaGdola work? Katan HaBal HaGdola, what's the din? Ksuvasa 200. Why? Because Ein Mukar Eitz Bibasar. Rabosai, we made a diuk in the Tosfos Rid. What was the diuk in the Tosfos Rid? Basar Adam. What's the implication? What's the implication? That Bas Behema would be what? Would be Mukar Eitz. So I think that's going to be a key over here. Why is Basar Behema Mukar Eitz? And Basar Adam is what? Is what? Is 200. Now, DR is never going to is going to walk out of shir today. I'm not giving shir today, but he's going to walk out of the chavrusa totally unsatisfied. Because in Memphis, they look at things clear thinking, common sense. The only way you can understand the Tosfos Rid is with a lumdus. You need a lumdus to understand the Tosfos Rid. It's the only way you can understand the Tosfos Rid. So, anyone have any thoughts? Yeah, Tully.
Maybe a katan doesn't fall in Basar Adar.
What?
Maybe a katan doesn't fall in.
It's not true. A katan, that's what he's saying. Katan Abal Abdola gets a ksur of 200 because Ain Mukar Eitz, but Basar. He is Basar Adar. Well, you want to say something, David?
I have a question.
Okay.
What's the din of Michal Esba Shaladam?
Did. What?
Is another,
not another Adam. A different Adam. I would definitely say Miacha be'etzba ba'adam acher would certainly be mukat eitz or worse. Yeah, it's out of the context of the issues, for sure. Unless it's like a doctor. You're talking about a doctor who is doing Miacha be'etzba to facilitate the Mia. That's called in context. If it's a medical thing, if it's something else, yeah. What do you want to say? Yeah, Aviel.
In the sugya that we were doing,
too many words. No, you lost it. I don't want sugyas.
I have the same question.
You're asking a question?
Yeah.
I don't want questions now. I'm looking for a svara. I'm looking for a svara. Yeah.
Since the fact that it's in the context of marriage and there's kavana
in the context of marriage.
Meaning, like in the case, but since there's kavana in it, right? She had kavana to this bia. It didn't just happen.
Okay.
That's similar to the case of Michal Atzma, because the last was intent to do it, as opposed to the case of
again, it's much worse. It's much worse. Okay, Rabosa, let me throw out something. You're not gonna like it. You're not gonna like it. But it's the only thing that I got. Okay, let's start with Basar Behema. What is the din by Basar Behema? Why is Basar Behema? Why don't we say Ein Mukareitz for Basar? Why do we say that's Mukareitz? You need to halachically define categories of actions. The action has to be put in a category. There is a category called mukareitz. Could someone define that category? The category called mukareitz. I need a definition of what we mean when we speak of mukareitz. Okay, I will call it like this. You're right, you're correct. I'm just going to use a little bit my terminology. It is a penetrative act, an unintentional penetrative act, categorically not bia. Is that clear?
By accident?
It's an accidental penetrative act that is not categorized as bia. It is not a bia act. It's, yeah. So, what's the din? What's the din? Machlokes, Chachamim, and Rav Meir. Chachamim say, there's a loss of a somilu, you get a ksuv 100. But that's the definition of mukareitz. Now, how do we define bias behema? Well, let's go to the other extreme. How do we define a regular bias adam gadol? Gadol haba al agdola. That's bia. That is bia. It's a penetrative act that yields hasaras besulim through bia. And what's the din? You lose a ksuv. You lose a ksuv. How do we halachically categorize bias behema? Bias behema al pi din, is it mutter? It's very, very, very usser. But it is not halachically categorized as bia. If it's not categorized as bia, then where is it? It's in the category of Mukar Eitz. That's the diuk in the Tosas Rid, and therefore Machlokes, Rav Meir, and Chacham. How are we categorizing Katan Habalagdol? According to Shmuel, I'm in Shmuel. Ein Mukar Eitz Bebasar. Meaning, Ein Mukar Eitz Bebasar, therefore it's categorized as Bia. It is not in the category called Mukar Eitz. There's two categories, Mukar Eitz or Bia. It is not evaluated under Mukar Eitz criteria. Why? Because it's a human being. It's a human being. A human being who has Bia capacity. So it must be evaluated based on Bia criteria. But within Bia criteria, who do we have over here? You have a katan, pachos mi, bentes. So is that a maisabia? It's not a maisabia. It's not a maisabia. And that's the only category we can evaluate it in. And therefore, what's the ksuva? 200. 200. That is shot in Tysus Rid, in Shmua. Why? What other category do you want?
Other.
Worse. What? What do you mean? What does that mean?
It's worse.
What does that mean?
It's worse than Mugabe.
You can. Your
it's
question
worse than
is.
Having Bia with a gun.
What? 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 What are you saying?
Is that what Mata's saying? I say it's worse than Mugabe. How are they going to?
I just told you. Listen. It's good. Well, I want you to. What I need you to do is take off your common sense hat and put on your lumdisha hat. This is a lumdisha sugya, and you need to look at it from a lumdisha perspective. The halacha is saying, the mishnah is saying, actions need to be evaluated in one of two ways. There's a bia track, and there's a mukar eitz track. Mukar eitz means a, as I said,
unintentional.
If it's a non bia act, intentional mukar eitz.
It's an intentional non bia act.
I don't know. One second. I don't know what defines if mukar eitz is defined as accidental or as a non bia besulim removing act. One second. What? No, it's not. Because once there's a human being involved, it is a Bia event. Now that it's a Bia event, it needs to be evaluated based on Bia criteria. It is not a Mukar Eitz event. It's a Bia event. And as a Bia event, now you ask yourself, is this called a Maisa Bia? And the answer is, what? Well, that's what Shmuel's saying. Shmuel's din is, Ein mukar eitz bebasar, which means that once there is basar adam involved, it is not categorically mukar eitz; it's categorically bia. And now you look at it at from bia perspectives. Who disagrees with this formulation? Rav. Rav says, like you guys are saying. Rav is saying, what are you talking about? So if it's not called a maisa bia, you know what it is called? It's called mukar eitz because you're doing a mukar eitz. It's not bia, so it's mukar eitz. Says Shmuel, mukar eitz is a category that does not involve basar, and that means the ksuva is the ksuva according to Shmuel is going to be 200 because when it's not mukar eitz, it's something else. That something else is bia, but this is not bia. A mela 200. And the chiddush, what gets me to this point, is the chiddush of that basar behema is what. Basar behema is not called basar. It's not a value based on bia criteria. It's value based on mukar eitz criteria. Okay, that's good. We didn't do a lot, but it's good. What?
Why doesn't playing play a factor?
Why? Not every shita holds up. You know, we saw when we learned the sugyan, because it's not everyone holds a chayim. That's the Yushalmi. That's the Rashba. According, but what we're saying here in the Tosas Rid. And notice, Rabosai, why do you think Tosas didn't want to go here? Tosis not going here. Why is Tosis not going here?
It's crazy.
Because it's crazy, right? It's a tremendous chiddush. So Tosis, to avoid the problem that you guys are confronting, what does Tosis say? We're talking about a case of hishir bisula. Why? I'm sorry, lo hishir bisula. To ibe hishir, because if you're in meishir bisula, then why should kada balagdo be any different than mukaretz? Tosis is bothered by this problem. Tosis Rid is saying, no, put up become a lamdin. And that's the pshat if you use a lamdisha formulation. Now, I just want to, wow. So thank God this is very clear. We're doing good work here. So just take a look for a second. I just want to show you for a second. I want you to look at source number 6 on your Mamma Comas. Gimel 6. So the Gemara here says the following. Rabosai, what other personality is allowed to marry, must marry a Basula? So Rashi, on our daf, referenced the Gemara Yevamos daf Nuntes. And here the Mishnah talks about a Kohen Gadol. Who a Kohen Gadol is allowed to marry? Is a Kohen Gadol allowed to marry a Basula?
Yes.
A Ba'ula? No. So Mishnah says, Kohen Gadol lo yisa amana, bein amana mina erisim, bein amana mina nisuin, velo yisa es habogeres. Tanakama in Yevamos says a Kohen Gadol cannot marry a Bogeres. And Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon machshirin bibogeres. They are machshirei bogeres. Machlokes tanoim, whether a Kohen Gadol is allowed to marry a Bogeres. And the mission concludes, velo yisa es mukaretz. But he's not allowed to marry a He's not allowed to marry Mukaretz. Why can't he marry Mukaretz? Because she's not a Basula. Now, what did Rashi say over here? Rashi says, yeah, Kohen Gadol lo yisas Mukaretz because of this din. What will be the din? Tell me what you think. Is a Kohen Gadol allowed to marry a woman who had B.S. Behema?
So, yeah. Well, is she also Mukaretz?
Based on a Tosis Rid, what would you say?
Yes. No. She's like a Mukaretz.
We just said, according to Tosis Rid, that Basar Behema is Mukaretz. The Mishnah said Mukaretz is Asura Be'er, the Kohen Gadol. So take a look at source number 8. Nun Testament Base. Nivalala Behema. If a Kohen Gadol wants to marry a woman who did what? Bias Behema. First, Brisa says, Kshera Lakun. She's what? She's Kasha Lakun. Tanya Nami Hachi. Nivalala Misha Eno Ish. If she has beer with someone who is what? Who is not an Ish. Afal pisha beskila, even though she's chayev eskila. Why is she chayev eskila? Because she slept with a behema. Ksheira lekahuna. And kiyos rabdimi amar maisa beriba achas. There was a certain woman. Don't want to get into gory details over here, but shoysa mechabedes is a bias. She was sweeping the house, and Virava Kelev Kufri Meachoreha.
No. Oh no.
And came along a certain, shall we say, village dog. And was Roveya her Meachoreha. And what was the psak? Hikshira Rebbe Lakuhuna. I misread the Gemara. Rebbe was mater her to Kuhuna. Rebbe was mater to Kohen, meaning this is not called a Bia. It's a Bia. But it, meaning it's not, doesn't pass her to Kuhuna. And now Omar Shmuel, Ula Kohen Gadol. Not only is she allowed to marry a Kohen, she can even marry what?
a
Kayan Gadol. Rashi. Rashi over there says, one second.
There was no break of the suit.
No. There was. Rashi says, no, meaning, no, there was a Maisa Bia. There was a Maisa Bia, Kedarka. Kedarka. So Rashi writes over there, Dirmasel Ksher Lakuna, Afilu Lekohen Gadol, Demukar Eitz, Be'almahi, Uman Deshari Bemukar Eitz, Shari Ba. What did Mishnah say about? It says Lo Yisas Mukar Eitz, but notice that that's in brackets in the Mishnah. So does everyone agree that a Kohen Gadol cannot marry Mukar Eitz? Does everyone agree that a Kohen Gadol cannot marry Mukar Eitz? So what Rashi says is Bias Behema is like Mukar Eitz, and if Mukar Eitz can be married to a Kohen Gadol, then who else can be married to a Kohen Gadol? Bias Behema. Who does this? I know the Mishnah says no, but there's a machlokas. So Rabosa, who is this Rashi apparently going like? Like the Tosfos Rid. Like the Tosfos Rid. What did the Tosfos Rid say? That Bias Behema is ke Mukar Eitz. And who's the one that's matir her to a Kohen Gadol? Look at the Gemara. It's Omar Shmuel. It's Shmuel Shita. What's Shmuel Shita? Shmuel is the one who says, Ein Mukar Eitz be Basar. Says the Tosfos Rid, yeah, Ein Mukar Eitz be Basar, but what kind of Basar?
Adam.
Basar Adam velo Basar Behema. In other words, why did Tosfos Rid learn this crazy pshat? Because the Tosfos Rid knew the Sugya Maseches Yevamos. And understood from the Sugya Maseches Yevamos the same exact criteria that are going to determine the Shem Besula, Be'ula. In Yevamos, and when it comes to Kohen Gadol, it's also going to be when it comes to Ksuva. And who's the author? Who's the Mala member over here? It's Amar Shmuel. So Shmuel is the one who says that Behema doesn't create Mukar Eitz, and the Diyuk of the Tosfos Rid, Ein Mukar Eitz Bebasar is Bedafka. Basa Adam, not Basa Behema. I think the sugis all work together. And what I just would want to posit, just to again review the point. So what's the logic of Shmuel Shita Quintos' Rid? Is that when it comes to Bia is a separate category from Mukar Eitz, gets evaluated based on Bia criteria, and if we're talking about Katan, what's the din? He doesn't have a Maisa Bia. And therefore the Ksuva is still going to be 200. Okay, I appreciate the chavrusa. That worked out pretty well. Yeshu koyach, and have an excellent day.
What about the finger popping case? Why would that be too?